A week from tomorrow, Planet Comic-Con gets underway in Kansas City at the Convention Center. We've been talking about some of the different events, people you can see, including one right here from Kansas City.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, local guy who is going to be there in at Planet Comic-Con next week and is in studio with us now. They call him AO, Anthony Oropesa. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
It's great to see you. For folks, I mean, sports art is the thing that has put you on the map here in town.
Correct.
But, you know, for folks who know you, I mean, and for the ones who are new to what you do, describe your style a little bit, because it's striking. I love the stuff you do.
I appreciate it. Well, I like to say my style is basically kind of like where I came from. I was raised in KCK in the Argentine district, and it's blue collar.
Yeah.
And so I like gritty, raw, dirty, and I played a little bit of baseball when I was young, so who doesn't like sliding into second base and standing up, you know, just dusting that dirt off. So yeah. I would say it's a little gritty, but it also shows the excitement of the player involved in the piece.
I'm always fascinated by how people got to this point that we're talking to them with your career. So take us through the path. You know, were you an artsy kid? And then how did you get into this niche?
Oh, man. It's sort of a tragedy, if you will. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I was always trying to draw. I never really got into painting until high school. And I just couldn't figure out a style. So, you know, you fast forward 20 some years, ups and downs of trying to figure out how to paint. And I saw this one artist out of California, and he was a sports artist, and he combined the raw and grittiness of abstract along with the sort of like just a almost picturesque photo of these players. And so then I just started to attempt to adapt his style and try to see how to make it my own. But the thing is I probably quit 4 or 5 times before I even started this back up about 10 years ago. So it's been an up and down and just about ready to quit so many times. But I gave it one more shot about 10 years ago, and it happened to be a great time because the Royals just started to start explode about, you know, 12, 13. And that's pretty much when I started to pick up painting again.
Yeah, and as the Royals kind of, you know, they saw the other side of that hill, all of a sudden here come the Chiefs, right?
And nothing was planned like that at all. So it's worked out not too bad. So.
Yeah, well, and the other thing that strikes me about the way that you approach it, I mean, you mentioned the dirt and the grittiness and the sweat and everything that goes along with being in sports.
Yeah.
But your color palette is dramatic. I mean, there is a lot going on there. So is that something that you decided, okay, this is going to be my thing? Did that happen naturally, or was that something else that you kind of...
All natural, all just trying to... I'm still trying to figure it out, to be honest with you. I did not go to school for painting. Yeah. I went to school for art, and that didn't work out very well. But it's all just been studying other artists, studying 2 or 3 main artists, and then just trial and error, failing quite a bit. And then, again, like 10 years ago, it just started to click a little bit better each day, each year. So, yeah, it's been great.
So I'm looking at images, and I'm looking at your work, and I'm curious to know, if you go off an inspiration, is there a picture that you see and you're like, I'm going to recreate a version of that? And then how do you, and I say as somebody that is not an artist in any way, so I admire anybody that can do it, but like, what's the inspiration for what you produce?
It's kind of twofold. One, if it's something that hits me, and I usually start something, if it's not a commission, it's just whatever hits me, and then I want to design it and paint it myself. And if nobody ends up buying it, then I got something I think will be really cool on my wall. But if it's a commission, I've been really lucky. They've come in and they show me a couple images they like, and they ask me to pick which one hits me. And for the most part, I pick a pretty decent one, and they're okay with it. And then I go to town. So it's really weird. It's just whatever image hits me, and then from there, that's a springboard to pretty decent design after that.
Let's talk about the marriage between you and Planet Comic-Con, because we were talking a little bit off the air.
Yeah.
This is 20 years of this for you.
Yes, I've been doing Comic-Con for about 20 years.
That's amazing, because I think a lot of us, myself included, we hear about Planet Comic-Con, we get really excited about this stuff because we hear about the connection with sci-fi and fantasy and you know, and comic books of all kinds. And sports art isn't the first thing that pops to mind.
Right. I'm a bit of an anomaly there. But the thing is Comic-Con's basically more about pop culture.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a wide range of a lot of stuff. You got people building swords and armor, and then you have people cosplay doing comic books, and then there's the sports guys, and then I'm not the only sports guy. There's a couple guys in there peppered in there with some sports stuff. I just happen, I think, to be one of the ones from Kansas City, and since I've been around doing this for about 10 years, I've got a little bit of notoriety. Travis Kelce showed up to the studio a few months back. I mean, really lucky. On a
we'll
lot
come
of
back
stuff,
to that.
A
yeah.
lot of stuff. So yeah, yeah. So and so Chris, the head guy there, he's noticed me and he said, you know what, this has been pretty. This is really cool. Why don't you come, you know, have a table or two.
What are people's reactions to, and we'll come back to Travis Kelce, but what are people's reactions if they're at Planet Comic-Con mm-hmm. to, you know, meet actors and engage in some of that? What is their reaction to your work if they've never seen it before?
Well, luckily it's been a lot of the one word, wow. And then they'll come up and chat.
I can see that.
And yeah. and then we'll discuss the Chiefs. We'll discuss how we want the Royals to do well. And you have somebody says, I really like your work, but I'm a Raiders fan. And then I have to shush them along. So, yeah, there's a mix of sports fans, believe it or not, who are sci-fi fans, who are big comic fans. So I'm just lucky to be a part of this.
When you go to an event like Planet Comic Con, and it's evolved over time, and we talked about you going back when it was at Overland Park Convention mm-hmm, Center, mm-hmm. And it's gotten a whole lot bigger, and the names are bigger.
Yeah.
So when you go to an event like this, are you going to get your name in front of people, or are you going to, obviously you want to sell artwork anywhere you can,
right?
But is this a big sales event for you, or is this more about getting people to know AO?
It's a combo. I do want them, because I still consider myself a little fish, so I still want to hand out business cards and discuss the artwork, and a ton of them have, and a lot of the people who, the patrons have questions. So I'll answer any questions about my website or how they might want to get a commission and, you know, the prices and whatnot. But then there's also, you know, somebody might be in the crowd who is a collector, or somebody may be, you know, I don't really go to see the actors because I'm really at my booth the majority of the time.
Sure.
Because you just never know who has a question about your work. So it's a little bit of both, but most of it is to show the work off and get the name out there a little bit more.
Who or what is particularly difficult to paint or create artwork out of?
You know what? They're all difficult for me at one point or another. And that's the thing, is that if I get to pick an image that I like, it's less difficult to paint. To be honest with you, I really like trying to paint cars, which is, I know it's totally different than what I'm doing now, but cars can be a little tedious. But when it comes to sports stuff, since I love the sport or love sports in general, I mean, I even did one of my first paintings, my first commissions was a rodeo, a guy on a bucking bronco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I want to see that painting now. Yeah.
And it wasn't really about, you know, cowboys and or anything like that. It was just about, this is pretty cool. This is dynamic. And this guy's, you know, he's at the apex of this buck. And so, yeah, it doesn't really matter. So and the thing is I never really noticed it, that it's not about the sport or it's not about the person. It's just about, you know, what the image does to me.
This may be a weird question to ask. In fact, it is. It even sounds weird to me. Could you do this if you weren't a sports fan?
You know what? It would be tougher, to be honest
really?
With you. It would be a little tougher, but yes, I could. I could. Because it's not just about the passion or loving the art or being creative. There's also the other side of having to pay bills and, you know, having to eat and
right.
having to do all the other stuff. So
it's a good motivator.
Yeah, and then when you have kids, it's a whole different ball game. So yeah, I could do this, but it might, if I didn't have the passion, it might be a little tougher.
How do you communicate intensity? Again, I'm looking through images.
Mm-hmm.
And intensity is the best word I have for it. You probably have a better adjective than that. But just, like you said, gritty. How do you communicate and figure out how to show intensity?
That's a good question. That's an answer I don't have. I just basically push and push. And then when I get tired, I have a little coffee and I push a little farther. And it goes where it goes. And I step back. I see something needs to be fixed. I mean, it's just a repetitive sort of back and forth. And when I know it, then I keep it, and then I go to the next thing. So that I can't really answer that question.
Anthony Oropeza is here with us again. He'll be at Planet Comic Con showing off the artwork and there to answer your questions while you're there. And so let's get into it a little bit. I want to have you tell the Travis Kelce story.
Sure.
So talk about him. And have you heard from a lot of the other sports figures here in town about their reactions to what you're putting down on the canvas?
Which one first?
Let's talk Travis.
Okay. Well, so I have a studio downtown Loverne Park at the Inner Urban Art House there. And so they received a grant from Lowe's. And so Travis Kelce is part of the Lowe's NFL team.
Of course.
And
right.
So when they were going to come in and do, when Lowe's volunteers are going to come in and do some work, he had an open day. So he made an appearance. And the night before, Lowe's people, I think maybe his people, did a walk through the studios, and they saw my studio, and they said, we've got to get him to come and check this studio out.
Mm-hmm.
So after he did all the walkthrough and went out and did some lawn work and talked to the media, at the end, they escorted him over to my studio. We chatted for a couple minutes, and then that was it. But he saw wall-to-wall the artwork.
Yeah, and so what about the reactions from the people who have been the subject of your artwork?
You know what? To be honest with you, I have not really met any current pros.
No kidding.
The only pro that I've actually met that I've painted was, and this is about a 30-second meet, was Christian Okoye. And I really haven't met any pros. I've done a painting for the Albert Pujols family, but I met the wife and did the commission through her. But pretty much I haven't really met any of the pros. Now, they've liked some of the work online, and I know one of my first prints of my first run, Patrick Mahomes actually saw it because his head of security actually bought the print, and then he actually asked the head of security if he could keep the print. So that guy had to come back and buy another print because Patrick Mahomes had his first one. So yeah. So, but actually never met any of the big dogs.
I want to talk for just one second. Let me go squirrel on you for just half a second about learning to be an artist, because you mentioned in school and you mentioned going to school. And I think there are people like me that feel like my dad sketched a lot. Mm-hmm. And that is not a trait I inherited. Is it possible for someone to learn to be an artist if it's not kind of already in them?
Yes. Yes. The thing is, when it comes to being an artist, there's two sides of that. There's the art side and then there's the business side. Now, when it comes to the art side, you can teach yourself to go as high as you can, but there's also, you have to go, I think you have to go learn from somebody else if you don't innately have that ability. But then there's also, you have to find your niche, if it's painting, if it's drawing, if it's sketching, I thought it would be like 5 or 6 years, but you have to believe that you're going to suck for at least 5 to 6 years. And if you can't understand that or get through that, then it's going to be a tough road. So, yeah.
Well, I love the optimism in you, and I love the optimism in the artwork as well. Anybody who's not seen Anthony Oropeza's stuff, Inner Urban Art House has a website, Inner Urban Art House. Let me try that one again. I talk for a living. You see how good it is. You have to suck for a while. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
InterUrbanArtHouse.org, and you can find his artwork there. You can see the stuff for yourself. Is there a piece that you find yourself going back to as being the most proud of or representing a kind of a turning point in your artwork?
A turning point. It would just have to be the first Mahomes. If it wasn't for the first Mahomes piece, none of this would have happened. The first Mahomes piece got me in the New York Times. And it was a fluke. There were a couple of flukes with that piece, but I wasn't even going to paint that thing because he was a rookie and Alex Smith was the quarterback, and and I found this old canvas in my garage and I said, I'm not going to buy a new piece of canvas. I'm going to use this old one. I primered it up and started painting that first one. And then a few weeks later, we started winning, and then I added more paint, and then we won again. I added more paint. And then the next thing you know, I post something on Twitter and then I get a DM from somebody from the New York Times.
Wow.
Yeah. It just, and not planned. No expectations, and then that happened. And it's happened quite a bit throughout the last 10 years, yeah.
So I'm so fascinated.
Well,
it's so cool. So if people want to go see you at Planet Comic Con, they want to check out your work, what's the way to find that out?
I'm at table 816 and 817, and then I should be posting that information here pretty soon on my website, aoart5.com.
AOArt5. AOArt5.com. And you can find more information about the artwork there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish you the absolute best. I know you've got a lot of things cooking, a lot of big dreams. So I hope they all come true for you, man. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, my pleasure. Appreciate it.
It's great.
So much fun.
Thank you.
Again, it's interurbanarthouse.org if you want to check it out further. We'll take a break. Be back here in just a few minutes on KMBZ.